We'll add it to the list of why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Man, let's talk about automobile travel and maybe how we can finally avoid that 2030 area. And that would primarily be flying cars.
Oh, that's not a train.
And go ahead and mark it down that yesterday, a Wednesday, September 17th of the year 2025, on record, it is the first ever flying car crash.
What?
This happened over
in China.
So this happened while rehearsing for an air show. Both pilots of both of the flying cars are okay in this, but they're doing this air show over there, rehearsing for an air show in China, and they clipped each other. One of the quadcopter flying cars was able to land safely. The other burst into flames when it landed. Again, both pilots are okay. And yeah, it is being reported. First flying car crash ever in history. Congratulations, China.
Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Yes.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, but one can certainly try to heat things up. So Misha Lewis may have some intimate knowledge about this. You see, she's accused of lighting a car on fire, which happened to be the vehicle that belongs to her romantic rival. Seems that these ladies are battling over the same man. Samisha denying any involvement, but was arrested nonetheless. And I think she may have a side hustle in creating plots for shows like Knots Landing or Dynasty.
Or Snapped.
You know you did it, Samisha.
Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, I do declare. And a Louisville man is facing charges after a bizarre traffic stop of sorts in the Highland Douglas neighborhood. David Christopher, 55, has been charged with impersonating a peace officer. So he gets pulled over by police, and it's like a no valid tag. That's why they pulled him over. And well, there he says, "Don't worry, guys. Hey, I'm one of you. I'm a," and displays a card reading the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, which prompted the Louisville police there to reach out to Homeland Security because Mr. Christopher says that I'm a CIA agent guy.
Oh.
And even had multiple items, such as shirts that said CIA on it. Set it on his wallet. He had a money clip.
Oh, boy. Is that how the CIA rolls?
CIA.
Wow.
Yeah, well, when they were pulling the information, actually, Homeland Security said, you may want to look in your database. He has a history of impersonating not just CIA officers, but says, I have experience, too, in this. I'm also an FBI agent. I don't think you're both.
You ever wonder how math people math so hard all the time? Well, the answer is hard work, dedication. You got to use your noggin and cocaine as well.
Ooh.
A teacher
that escalated quickly.
Teacher in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was recently popped on campus when a drug dog came to visit. It went ballistic when it came near Virginia Summers. However, she says that the cocaine that was found in her wallet, it belongs to a friend. Also had a lot of paraphernalia in her car.
Right.
She is the math teacher.
They always have friends that do this. Stop having friends that do
this. Friends never asked me to hold their drugs.
Let's go to Florida. Tampa, Florida. 24-year-old woman there. She has been arrested after she drove the wrong way. These are awful. I hate these stories. Drove the wrong way on an interstate.
Oh, no.
And sideswiped a cop car. That'll get you noticed there, kids. This happened about, as most of these do, 2:30 a.m. this past Saturday morning. And, yeah, she was out of it. They released the body cam for her. She was going 60 on the shoulder, the wrong direction, would not pull over, sideswiped the police officer's vehicle when it got in her way. Then they did the pit maneuver and boxed her in. Now, once she was out of the car, they asked if she realized she was going the wrong way. She said, they asked if she was going the wrong way on the interstate. And she said, quote, this interstate? Yeah. She also tried to claim that her husband was the one driving. And she seemed to believe it, but they didn't because she was the only one in the car.
Dum, 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 dum. know, there's lots of things that women will never understand. Why men can't change a toilet paper roll. Obsession with the Roman Empire and the man flu. Mm. New research from Harvard shows that men who get the flu take 5 days off. For women, it's just 4. 80% of us girls say their partner exaggerates how ill they are. Some of these include constant moaning, endless sniffing and coughing, acting a bit pathetic, moodiness, and expecting to be waited on.
Ken Buckner.
No. Please just leave me to my own demise.
Well, you're not married yet. It's coming.
When I get the man la flu flu.
La boo boo.
And that's different, yeah.
Finally, in Why We Can't Have Nice Things, this comes from Kelly in the Ville. Now, this is not about Kelly in Stephenville, but she does bring up a rather timely question, and I wish it would have been brought up earlier because it now puts it number one on Why We Can't Have Nice Things. As Kelly in the Ville asks, hey, do we happen to know if laboo-boos multiply when they get wet?
Oh, no. No. Nope.
Dum, 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 dum,